The following podcast is scheduled for one fall from the home of Cape Championship Wrestling. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
It's a big week in wrestling. The man, Goldberg, returns to Monday Night Raw for the first time in 12 years. And more importantly than that, we missed a title match on SmackDown because of PlayStation View that could have been the most epic title match of all time.
More than likely.
It would have been the greatest thing ever. But we're going to persevere, push right on through with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. With me, your host, Shannon Young. With me, as always, Ali Hebert.
Hello.
Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
The five-star man, Ace of Gray.
Five.
And special guest tonight. Special guest. We're keeping the pinnacle train rolling. None other than Farmer Billy Hills. Farmer Billy Hills, it's good to have you on.
Hey, thanks for having me. And what'd you say this one guy's name was? Asia?
Tonight.
You're Asia tonight. Yeah, you are Asia tonight, buddy.
Now, Billy and I, we were at the show, the last show, CCW, Best of the Best, and you and I had words with each other, but I want to assure everybody listening that we play Turtles in Time tonight.
We did.
And Turtles in Time will always smooth over all bad relationships.
It absolutely did, even though we only got to, what, level 5 before we all died?
We got to Super Krang, and I partially blame that on we let Dalton play.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Dalton doesn't know how to play Turtles in Time, and Billy had to explain it to him.
There's a photo on Facebook. I think Asia posted it.
Yes, Asia did.
Posted it. So I was literally coaching him on how to do it. The man didn't even know how to work a control pad. I was pissed.
And you know what?
Been here an hour and somebody done pissed me off.
And he had the super advantage. That's the bad thing.
You're right. I had that super Retron thing. Whatever the hell that is.
Disappointment.
Plus, I mean, fighting Slash, that unites all enemies to the greater evil.
Yes.
Because
Slash
is evil.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Dalton and Slash killed us.
Dalton is probably the biggest enemy.
Yes.
It's true. Yeah.
Are you glad you're on the show again, Dalton?
History's greatest monster.
So you, sir, are worse than Hitler.
Oh, I thought we were going to say Slash. Now I feel bad about myself.
No, you're like up there with Blaster.
Blaster!
All right, so here's what we're doing on the show tonight. We got a couple of news and notes.
It's not funny.
And then we're going to talk to Farmer Billy Hills about him and his career. It's going to be a special interview. He warned us that this show might go 3-4 hours, so buckle in.
Sit down, folks. You're in for a long ride.
Get some hot cocoa. You
know. We're going to try to keep this at a solid hour and 69 minutes.
Get your snuggies.
Guys, snuggies.
Oh,
stop it.
Guys, he doesn't even know.
I have a Batman snuggie at home.
Let's start off with
Turtle snuggie earlier.
With Turtles in Time. That's apropos. Exactly. Is what that is. Biggest news this week, Goldberg came back on Raw, and I know a lot of people, Lonnie even messaged me and said, Goldberg's back, because that's huge for people. Mm. You haven't seen Goldberg in 12 years. I was never the biggest Goldberg fan, I will say. He was a WCW guy when I was a WCW fan, so there's always that. But what are our thoughts on Goldberg's return? Billy, did you see the segment?
Time out. Who the hell is Lonnie?
Oh, he owns the store.
Oh, he owns this shithole we're in?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on.
Okay. Well, I mean, what did I think about the return? I mean, it was amazing.
Warning for those of you with sensitive ears. Tonight's Pro Wrestling Unscripted, assuming that I'm too lazy to censor, will probably be...
That's the worst it's going to get, I promise. But I'm in a hole here, people. There's 20 screens around me and ain't a single one of them turned on. I think they're all broken.
But one's turned on. He's playing Mario 64.
But it's really dim. There's something wrong with it. So I'm sorry.
He bought them in bulk. Probably at like Costco.
Jesus Christ.
Does that still exist?
Yeah,
I'm sure it's a thing somewhere. Jesus H. Christ.
All right, so Goldberg. Billy, what'd you think of Goldberg coming back on
Raw? I thought it was amazing because I know how much that man hates that pyro intro. So to see his big dumb tail walk through that sucker one more time was amazing.
And he looked good, too, I thought.
He did look good.
I actually assumed that he was not going to... I assumed the pyro would die down and then he would come out, but...
No.
Props to... I mean, yeah, he was fully dressed, but you gotta assume he's doing it now.
That
he's
gonna be walking it out. Yeah.
Yeah, here's what I think is hilarious is like he in 2016 he looks like Goldberg in 2005. He looks like Goldberg now. He's size, facial, like the whole thing. He looks like Goldberg now.
He still very much looks like the Goldberg I remember, except the white beard.
Yeah, but that's the only thing that's aged.
Yeah, I mean he's definitely gotten a little bit older, but he looked good. He cut a hell of a promo. Like that's the kind of promo. And what strange is that I always remember Goldberg as not even being a promo guy.
No,
he just comes out and kicks ass and leaves.
Yep. Yeah.
And then when they tried to give him personality, it was with Goldust or, yeah.
Oh, don't remind me of that. Yeah. Like so that, that moment really just showed how seriously they were taking him in 2003.
Which is a shame too. Cause
yeah.
Although I do have a problem with it. I don't know if you guys heard this. Michael Cole, when he introduced Goldberg, said the greatest WCW champion in history.
Nope. David Arquette.
Nope. He is a heel.
I know that's a joke answer, but in reality, it was clearly Vince Russo.
I never. Oh, forgot about him. Yep. Trump me. 2016.
I'm sure if they could have. I'm sure if they could have afforded him, Trump would have been champion at the time. Yeah.
No, why Vince didn't do it whenever he had him, I'll never know.
He can't get him now.
Nope.
He was too busy at that time hosting that really, really bad WrestleMania. WrestleMania 10.
I'd say most WrestleManias honestly aren't that great.
But that one
there's
was
a select few that are incredible.
Yeah.
Not the one Goldberg was at when he fought Lesnar.
Oh, no.
Can we even talk about 20?
We can talk about that. That's the only match we can talk about.
We can. They can't.
I don't know. They did talk about it. They called it like one of the greatest matches in WrestleMania history.
Yeah. The 2K14.
Yeah. With a straight face, they looked at you and said that. And we explained this to Allie before because, you know, you've never seen that match. It was a disaster. And what are we building towards now in 2016?
That same match. And people are excited for it.
I'm excited for it.
I'm less excited for it just because, like I said, I think last week or the week before, like, I would be way more on board if this was Brock Lesnar not just doing Suplex City.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see him throw around Goldberg, especially after that segment on Monday where he's like, I want to be a superhero for all the kids, because that was great. That felt really real.
Let's be honest, that's not going to happen.
No.
We are finally going to get the match that we deserved at WrestleMania 20. Because both of these guys are at so much better places in life. Brock's not going to play football. Goldberg's not going to do some stupid car crap. So both of these guys are in such better places in life now. We're finally going to get that match we deserved at WrestleMania.
I hope so.
But do you think like time is going to have a factor in that at all?
Absolutely, to an extent. Because, I mean, Goldberg has been gone and hasn't touched a ring in 12 years.
Yeah. Oh, well, so, yeah, like I think the most he did is like a Global Force Wrestling. He speared Steiner. That's
exactly
been it.
But this is just like riding a bicycle. We're gone for 3 months or, three years, 12 years. We'll be right back at it in a month, 2 months, 3 months. Just like riding a bicycle. This stuff is, once you do it as long as we all have and everything, we do have to take some time off. It's just bicycle. Just get right back into it. So even though he's been gone for so long, I still expect great things from it because look at The Rock. Should be honest. He was gone for so long.
Mm.
Come back and that tag match and everything with Cena and everybody. And that amazing.
Well, like even his match with Punk was good.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he just, as you've seen, bicycle got right back to whenever he left, just how good he was. So do I expect 5 stars out of it? No, but I'll say at least 3 to 4 probably.
Better than the first match.
It honestly doesn't matter what they do. It'll be better than their WrestleMania 20 match.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a horrific abortion of, you know, wrestling talent. Cause those guys are awesome at what they do. They're good wrestlers. The thing I worry about is that if this is, like Asa said, this isn't Brock Lesnar from 2002, 2003. This is Brock Lesnar that busts people open the hard way. Yeah. This is the guy that will break next, and doesn't really seem to care about it anymore.
Dean Ambrose had a lot of seeming probably fun, good ideas for their WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
And now I'll just toss you around a little bit.
Because that's all he has to do. I've said it before. Like, Lesnar, all he has to do is go out there, throw some suplexes, crowd chants. Hulk Hogan, all he had to do was go out there, throw out some punches, hit a boot and leg drop. I mean, that's what that brings the crowds in. That's what they want to see.
Man, Hogan never drew a dime.
Oh, Shannon.
I knew that was his hot button coming in. You wanted me on, buddy. Here you go.
If Enzo had a dime for every dime that Hogan drew, he would have 0 dimes, is what Billy Hill just said.
How you doing?
Oh, that just completely saved your ass, because that was terrible.
Thank you.
Softball him in there. The only Hogan fan here, I think. Maybe her by association.
You don't like him.
That face. See that? Yeah, you're alone. I don't know, maybe drunk man on the couch over there. Maybe he might be on your team.
I don't think Ethan's ever been
referred to. How the hell are you even in here? We're after hours, man. What the hell are you doing?
He works here.
You work here?
Yeah.
When? Jesus Christ, man.
Goldberg.
I'm back on track.
I will say, I really, the end of that segment where, you're next, you're last.
Yeah, that's a great
tagline. That was a really good line. I like that a lot.
It's as long as this is the last match. Like, I don't think Goldberg should wrestle a full schedule. He shouldn't even wrestle a Sting schedule. Because Sting wrestled three times and then had to retire.
I mean, so keep Goldberg away from
Seth Rollins, yeah.
Excuse me, here's one more. Censor me on this one. Cross Shit Jesus, I think is the nickname he's got.
Oh.
Cross Shit Jesus.
I was unaware of that nickname.
Yeah, that is one of them that I've seen roaming around, so.
The reason I'm not excited about it is because if they do just feed him to Lesnar, which I really hope they don't do, but so far they haven't really had him have a legitimate match with anyone other than Triple H, Cena, and Reigns.
Reigns match was like just a beatdown.
Yeah, but Reigns kept coming, I guess. But
it's true.
So I don't want to see, especially that promo where he's like, I want to be seen as the superhero. I want the kids to be able to look up to me. Like, that's not someone I want to see just get destroyed.
Well, I don't think he'll get destroyed, but there's no way Goldberg's walking out of this with a victory.
No.
They can't be, because he's already got a victory on him.
Mm-hmm.
And why they would put Lesnar against him after beating The Undertaker to have him lose to Goldberg again makes no sense. But at the same time, why would Goldberg sign on just to get his ass beat? Because Goldberg doesn't need WWE.
Because, he said last night, he wants his son to be able to see him live.
Versus Lesnar?
Yeah.
That's where the money is. There's no money anywhere else for Goldberg outside of Lesnar. There's no money.
Yeah, you can't put Goldberg against Heath Slater and draw money.
I disagree.
Although
not to draw money, but I still think the best way that segment could have gone was if Heath Slater was still the opposite of the Legend Killer, and was still the free agent.
And just comes out and gets his
and comes out just hey, interrupts Goldberg. I'm the hottest free agent. Who are you? And who would eat a better spear than Heath Slater?
Just create that storyline on 2K17.
I might.
Out now in stores. By the way, we said we were going to review that game. We're going to put that in here on the show, Dalton. Me and you need to talk about that game a little bit.
Okay.
And Asa, because he bought it too. I got you, baby bird.
I finally put my copy in.
I'll feed you.
Asia.
It's pronounced Gina. That segment definitely needed someone for Goldberg to beat up. I don't like that he just kind of talked and then left. He needed to hit somebody.
Well, he stole that kid.
He did steal the kid.
He's just like, no, you give me this kid. Put it on his shoulder. I guess I need to give this kid back. Let me go grab my kid.
Who's going
to
argue with him?
Nobody. He still looks scary. Like, somebody's like, well, he's fully clothed. I still think that he's complete dad bod, like, to the ninth power. Like, he's insanely.
I'll fight him. I don't care. Fight him.
You're not afraid of no man, though.
No. Mm-mm. Exactly. I told you at the last show, you got glasses. I don't care. I'll punch you in the mouth.
Can we get one of the nice ones?
Nope.
Like, where's Austin at? Like, that, like, he's not going to threaten to hit me.
I don't know. You mess up his hey, catchphrase, man.
We're just not going to say it, so it's not going to be an issue this week.
Billy, do you have a catchphrase?
Just for him screw it up? No, not tonight, I don't. I think Billy's catchphrase might just be, I'll fight him.
I'll fight you.
I'll ruin his Christmas.
Yeah. This show for these little crack babies coming up. In Chaffee.
You mean the Red Devil's Revenge October 29th at the VFW in Chaffee?
Whatever. I don't care. I know it's for these little crack babies. They ain't got no mama. They ain't got no daddy. Whatever. I know it's for them, but I don't care. I'll punch them all in the mouth. What are you laughing at, drunkie?
I promise, Ken, we behave.
We're behaving.
This week, that's what you're talking about.
We're behaving. We're fine.
I got a mouse in my pocket.
We haven't said any words that aren't in the Bible yet.
But come on, let's just be serious.
I'm sorry, is crack baby in the Bible somewhere?
Allie?
I don't think right next to each other.
No, it's on page 1 and then like 350. But it's there. It's in there. It's fine. We're good.
And that book is long as shit.
It is long. Yeah. It's got like 10 commandments, so we're good. But no, these little kids, I don't care. I'll punch them all in the mouth. They ain't getting Halloween. I'm taking all the candy away. They ain't getting Thanksgiving either. I'm taking the turkey legs and I'm splitting.
What if Hunter's wife brings more cookies?
I will punch her in the mouth. Oh my God. I am sick and tired of this woman bringing us cookies. It's crap. I picked one up and I'm just like, that's not a cookie. That's a brick. I threw it at a wall and be damn it didn't put a hole in it.
Oh, it almost hit Blaster.
So,
you hit Blaster alone.
Well, somehow that big dummy ducked the sumbitch and went right through the wall. So poor Ken had to go and pay for a new, you know, little patch to fix it up because of her stupid cookies.
That's why they can't afford SARS this time. Because they had to pay for
No,
that.
I broke his stupid foot. That's the reason why his old hindquarters ain't coming back.
So Goldberg.
I said sorry. I told this story.
I break his foot too.
When the before we did the last CCW, the preview show, I sent a bunch of, you know, the different CCW wrestlers messages saying, hey, we're putting this show together. Do you want to be involved? We'll promote the show. And
nope.
Everyone said yes to varying degrees of niceness, except for Sarge, who just sent me a thumbs up, and then I never heard from him again. Wait a minute. I think he understood.
And yet I'm the bad guy. I sent you one.
I'm about to say, you just said no, but you sent us one.
Well, Sarge
Because I shouldn't have. I was half asleep. I told you earlier when you asked about it.
Sarge
half asleep.
He doesn't threaten children. Knowing Sarge's character, I don't want to know what he does with... Never mind.
No.
There's just a lot of doctor clinic visits, and that's all it is. I need to know.
All right, Goldberg's out.
Next.
Let's move on. Paige.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a hot one. We've been talking about Paige week in, week out. Now, I know Billy doesn't listen to the show usually if he's not mentioned, is what I've heard.
If it ain't involved me, I don't care. Except Drunky down there. He's bothering me.
Ethan, run.
I'll fight you.
We've talked Drunky. About Paige a couple times. She proposed to Alberto Del Rio over the weekend.
She was wearing the pants in that relationship.
Is still married.
Who's still married.
That's why he couldn't propose.
Her dad went on Twitter and denounced it. And then her brother went on Twitter and said, the truth will come out. What the hell does that even mean? No, seriously, Dalton, what does it mean? I want you to tell me.
I don't know.
You study the internet.
This isn't WCW like Monday Night War stuff. I don't know this.
But you
know Judy Bagwell on a pole?
That makes more sense than what's going on right now.
We don't want to get too much speculation about this, but all things seem to point to that Paige is going to be done with WWE at this point.
She's trying.
Yeah, she's trying real hard to get out of that job.
Have you guys seen a recent picture of her?
Again, I said I didn't want to speculate. Because, yeah.
Well, no, like, this isn't speculation. This is literally a picture that was posted, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, if.
She doesn't look good.
No, she looks in not great shape.
She, I mean, the rumors are all party girl, drugs all the time. She's
Cocaine's
on her second.
A hell of a drug.
Exactly. And she's on her second wellness policy violation. You don't want to get too rumory about it, but at the same time, when you see stuff like that, it's hard to not wonder, you know? And is Alberto Del Rio enabling this? We don't know. That's
speculation we don't want to get into.
It's just speculation. You know, maybe she's just happy and she's going to get married and have a wonderful life with this guy as soon as he's done divorcing the wife he's got now. Or maybe he'll just go to Utah and marry all of them. I don't know.
Just marry the whole level.
Until Asa and I saw the Gardner sisters, we didn't realize what a great, what a great thing Mormons were.
It's true.
I still don't even know what Mormons do.
Maybe another. Are they Mormon?
No.
We want to marry multiple.
You are behind on this conversation.
Yeah, we're supposed to ask that one. She knows. What the hell's a Mormon? Help me out.
I'm not Mormon.
Well, yeah. Shit.
Are you Mormon? Are you Jesus. Mormon?
I just said I'm not Mormon.
Oh, I'm about to say, I don't.
Are you sure? Do you need to double check?
I'm positive.
Like, Google it.
Just Google, am I Mormon?
Don't WebMD it, though. You might die.
You have a terminal case of Mormonism.
Every time I have the littlest thing wrong with me, I check WebMD because I want to save money.
It's what Drunky's doing over there. He's WebMDing.
He's nodding. But I'm pretty sure he'll nod to anything you say
because
he's afraid of you.
Hey.
He should be.
I'll go get Hunter's wife's cookies and feed them to you. You think I'm bad.
Hey, so you know who else is afraid?
Dixie.
TNA. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Here we go.
So Asa has a list right now of everyone that is suing TNA.
TNA made the list.
TNA made.
TNA has made.
Literally, they made a list of people that are suing them.
Because a new one actually. So we always complain that big news happens immediately after we get done recording.
Which happened last week.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see who dies tonight after we get done. Remember the time we got done recording?
And then
literally on the way home.
China died.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was sick that week, and I wasn't on the show, and I remember, like, messaging you guys as I found out.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe you're still recording, maybe I can catch it.
No.
Yeah.
Roddy Piper died right after we got done recording. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, every couple of months after we record, someone dies.
And then something big with TNA happened, I think, last week. I don't remember which one it was. It might have been the first lawsuit.
Looks like Drunky over there is going to go out any second.
Oh, no, I like Ethan. He's one of my favorites.
Tell him to slow down. Jesus.
Because this one actually just happened like a couple hours ago or got picked up. So the American Express Travel-Related Services Company is suing TNA for over $250,000.
That's $249,999 more than Dixie has at the moment.
This includes the lawsuit that Billy Corgan has filed or is in the process of filing. Audience of One Productions is suing for more than another $200,000 for Bound for Glory 2015 production expenses. The state of Tennessee has put a tax lien on the company for unpaid taxes. And Aerolux, which is that company who fronted a lot of their costs
years ago, back when they were going out of business the first time.
Yeah. Again recently, has also put another lien against the company.
So every other week we say that TNA is almost out of business. We sing the Doomsday song, but damn, it's getting close. And yet still they keep going. They're like little
Energizer Bunny
country cockroaches.
They're totally like, they're filmed up for throughout the year.
Yeah.
It's
a good thing. Or else they'd be filming it out of Dixie's apartment or mansion, probably. I don't know. She's rich, right?
I'm assuming.
Not
she
anymore.
Has to be. Well, yeah.
No, her parents are. But the problem is her parents and Panda, whatever
Energy.
Company. Yeah, Panda Energy have completely, or they're just like, nah, we're done.
You're cut off.
Those circus pandas finally smartened
circus
up.
Circus pandas.
Oh, I missed it.
I don't want to see TNA gone because we've always said it's never fun to wish that people lose their jobs, mm-hmm. ever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't see how they survive this.
I still say, I just want the name TNA to be gone. Let Billy do whatever he wants with this roster of people and time slot.
It was a stupid name to begin with. It made more sense when it was NWA TNA. I think Brandon said that on the show a couple weeks ago. You know, Brandon, you're a
pinnacle cohort. It don't matter what Brandon said. Nobody cares.
I was going to ask you.
He's a bandwagon of one dude.
Wait, aren't you guys friends?
No. I'm paid to protect this hindquarters. I don't care about him. No. I made this perfectly clear on the Facebook. I don't care about none of them.
The Facebook.
What?
You don't use the Facebook?
The Facebook?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on that and the MySpace.
And we're going to hit the Walmart after this.
Yeah. Do I need to hit the Google to figure out where it's at?
He's on WebMD seeing if he's about to die, so go check with him.
I can tell you from personal experience, don't do that.
Yeah, you never
you always are.
I either had a stomach ache or I had cancer. The jury's out.
Yep.
You may have the HIV.
I'm still
waiting. You don't know.
That's how WebMD works.
Remember that one test we took?
No, we're not talking about it. Nope.
You're in sexy Sarge territory.
There was like
well, you're not entirely wrong in this kind.
There was do you remember the name of it? It was like medical tests in like.
It told
like
me I was
medicalquizzes.com.
Yeah,
and it was like
it was
57%
and it was
homosexual.
Misspelled on like every question.
Everything was misspelled. It was based out of like Russia, so it's broken English in all of the tests, but you could take tests like, just answer a series of questions. Do you have cancer? Are you a homosexual?
Are you bipolar?
It's like mental illnesses, actual physical illnesses.
And I could tell you, Billy, I've got problems.
And it would give you a percentage, like you 37% have bipolar
cancer.
Disorder.
Yeah, like, you're 42% with cancer.
Yeah.
I'm just over the gay marker.
Yeah, 57.
Just a little bit, so, you know.
The best website.
That's why I like Sarge so much.
He created the gay marker.
Yeah. It's better never mind. Nope.
Thank God we own the network.
Yeah.
This show would get us pulled.
But no, so TNA.
And this isn't even our worst show.
No.
We've said some things on this show that were just downright despicable. That's why I ain't got no friends.
See, you guys need to know I'm synonymous for trouble. So, yeah, this episode's going to go south. If you people ain't thought it's went south yet, it's about to.
My bank card's going to have, like, you had $132 put back in by Ken Murphy. Oh, I don't have wrestling tickets anymore. Oh, we all got pulled.
So TNA has these, like, five lawsuits at this point. They all, Billy Corgan, not only in his suit, he's actually filed a restraining order against Dixie. And I guess TNA is a company.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that really works.
Well, he's really trying to get control over it. And I think he really has the best intentions at heart.
Oh, he absolutely
does. Way more than Dixie has.
Meltzer and just like anyone who's talked to apparently anyone over there, like the entirety of the locker room is really, is Camp Billy.
Yeah. Speaking of Billy, do you like TNA?
Absolutely. I do. And I hope it prospers because, I mean, I do got, you know, fellow brothers and sisters in this business up there. You know, that's how we make a living. Wrestling. It's how we pay our bills. So losing TNA means they lose their job.
And, like, we talked to Brandon when he was on the show 2 weeks ago that, you know, we're sure you have aspirations to go big.
Absolutely.
And the more places that are open, the more opportunities you have.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, that place closes is just one more door shutting.
Right.
And that's the last thing anybody down here wants to hear.
Right.
Because I mean, since WCW closed, WWE was it. And then, okay, so WCW closes, then Ring of Honor kind of, you know, flourished up a little bit. But then here comes just TNA, just poof.
Yeah.
Bam. I mean, they were doing their thing on Wednesday nights with the pay-per-views. Then they got the Fox Sports Network deal. And, I mean, it just blew up from there. And that was always, like, a big aspiration for me because it was such a different product than WWE was. I mean, you knew that there was no way that they were ever going to compete or, like, kill the WWE machine whatsoever. But it was such a different product. Like, that's where, if I was going to make it anywhere, that's where I wanted to go because my look, everybody knows I'm a fat, bearded dummy. So I would not fit into a WWE mode whatsoever. But TNA was such a left turn from that. I felt like, shoot, I could probably make it there.
Yeah.
And seeing that door potentially close really sucks. Because still fighting towards that goal of getting to either there or there, seeing how close that door is to closing really sucks. But there's still that little gleam of light coming through. That you just hope that, kind of like what Asia was mentioning, like, take the whole name thing out and just rebrand it as something else that could potentially finally flourish.
Yeah.
But you just got to get through all this legal crap first with all these businesses suing them, or Billy suing them too, but that's nor here nor there. I don't want to see it close. I don't want to see it go anywhere. I don't want to see anybody lose their job. Because, I mean, ever since Billy took over, the product has gone from being under this microphone that's in front of my face to just finally starting to get traction again.
Right. And he's just saying, you've said that before many times on the show.
Oh, yeah. Because they really are kind of refining their footing. Especially now that there are more former TNA heavyweight champions working in WWE now than there are currently working in TNA.
Yeah. And if not all of them are prospering in WWE.
Yeah.
Like AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. Eric Young just debuted and is doing fantastic. Bobby Roode is on a hot streak. Yeah. Austin Aries. I mean, those guys, even though they did well in TNA, have seemed to really catch footing in WWE already.
So it's almost like they recognize who they have in front of them.
Well, like, and also you have to think all the people we just mentioned, aside from Aries, because he was in there during kind of like the Hogan Bischoff era, all of those guys were in that earlier Impact or TNA.
Yeah, from the start.
And like, that stuff was insane. Like, all of the matches, all of the talent there, that they were going to be good no matter where they were.
Yeah,
it's just they finally made it to the big stage, and WWE's finally letting somebody that's not Roman Reigns or a homegrown talent shine, which is fantastic.
It's really surprising, though, considering that, like, they had Chris Harris years ago and renamed him Braden Walker. And it's like, I want to say it's Triple H that's really his influence is really helping these guys keep their names and keep the personalities that they've already developed.
He knows how to build a brand, and he knows that us having our names down here, seeing how we build our brand, he knows that he can make money off of our brand. And then if anything ever happens, our brand is going to continue making us money.
Right.
So this is kind of off topic, but it's something that people, like, especially me, like, I've always hated when TNA did it. Whenever, like, especially in, do you remember when it was Kip James and Kip and Brian James, and they were the
Three Live Crew?
They were the Voodoo Ken Mafia. Yeah.
VKM.
Yeah. The VKM. And then just all of the times that they would take TNA time and mention WWE, even recently, Aaron Rex debuting, and, well, this isn't about them. But then proceeds to talk about them for 3 minutes. Do you think that makes them look like more small time than they are? Because they're trying to take those shots at the big guy.
Who won't shoot back.
Who will never shoot back because they have no reason to.
The way that I look at that is it's just a way to just end up even more burying the product of TNA. Because mm-hmm. here, they're not even bothered talking about where they are at the time.
Yeah.
Really. Mm-hmm. They're more worried about, you know, taking their pot shots and everything that'll, you know, Vinnie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's like when WCW used to come out there and Scott Hall would tell you WCW sucks. It was, I get it, it's an angle. Like, it's NWO, but
he mentioned WCW, not WWF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime someone tells you that your product sucks and you're watching that product, that's silly, I think.
That was still,
it was a little counterintuitive, but that was back when it was still, like, they were trying to fully, WCW, like, WCW was going to end, just NWO was going to take their place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of get that logic, but yeah, at the same time, like, hey, yeah, so Monday Nitro, it's the worst show on television. Well, I'm watching it, so why are you?
I mean, I can't watch NWO Nitro because they tried that once. Dalton, did they try NWO Nitro?
Yeah, one.
Yeah. And it didn't go so well.
Well, like, it's the whole thing whenever, like, WCW did that. They hired WWE guys and come in, like, coming in. And I remember it was, like, one of the times Nash was doing an interview. And, like, it was right when they came out with the baseball bats and laid waste to the WCW roster. Eric Bischoff meets him in the back. He's like, that's amazing. You know how great that looked? And Nash is like, yeah, it looked like two WWF guys just came in and took out your whole roster. Looks real good. And just walks off.
I made him a ton of money for a while.
Oh, yeah, for a while. And it's one of those things. If you can't make your own brand and your brand is basically look who we got from the WWE, and that's not a brand. That's your piggybacking off of it, not making your own company.
That's what worries me most about TNA leaving. And I was going to ask, you know, Billy, what do you think about this? My theory that can you build a new wrestling brand in the United States in this day and age and have it be successful? Because TNA, as successful as they were throwing peas at WWE. Ring of Honor, successful as they are never going to compete with WWE. Is it even remotely possible that Billy Corgan can form a new, you know, Fed and compete with WWE? Or is that train gone?
It's gone. It's been gone for years. There's no way. Absolutely no way. I mean, no. Can't. I mean, mind you, for anybody that, you know, knows anything, honestly, about Billy Corgan should know that he already owns a wrestling company, AAW, out of Chicago. The man sells out every single show, has some of the best indie talent around the country. He even brings in talent outside of said country. The man knows what he's doing. But does the man have the finances and to compete and even get to that level? By himself? No. Could he buy TNA, kill it off, and make something else? Yes, absolutely, but it'll never.
So they need a Ted Turner.
See, absolutely. That's what I was
saying. They need an idiot with an open checkbook like Eric Bischoff
right.
had.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what Ted Turner was. He was an idiot with an open checkbook.
Who just loved wrestling. It's so like, yeah, I want to see whatever you need. Just here's yeah,
just here, cash. Go.
Unlimited amounts of money.
And that's kind of what TNA had for a little bit with Dixie's parents and that Panda Energy. But then they realized how much money they were losing, and they didn't really have that bottomless well. Like,
and they made a lot
did.
Of stupid decisions. You know,
Bringing
Hogan in and Bischoff and those guys.
Hogan and Bischoff, honestly, like, I don't think that was a bad decision. It just ended up being a bad decision.
Because they let them actually run.
They just
run.
Gave them completely free reign.
Never do that.
Paid them too much money.
That's what WCW.
Also,
and then, you know, guys like AJ Styles who've been there since the beginning and put their blood into that place.
We're going to make you mini Ric Flair.
Yeah, they see Hulk Hogan come in and just shit all over it. I mean, I'd be mad too.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at him.
Yeah.
WWE World Champion. Maybe. And don't know. Did James Ellsworth beat him?
Yes. By disqualification.
Ah. By the way, you can check out James Ellsworth October 29th at the VFW in Chaffee. It is at the VFW still, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't want to sound like an ass on here and talk about this place being there. It's at the Red Devils
on the show. I was just about to say that. See, I beat
good,
you to it.
It's a good
sucker.
Thing. It's a good thing you didn't. He's gonna come across that table.
Yeah.
And
this
is
a short distance right here. I will punch you.
That's swing range.
It is. And he's got a good connection rate right there. Like, it's perfect.
With the mic in the way?
I mean,
screw
we'll buy
that
more
microphone.
Mics.
Don't say
that. You've seen WWE. He's going to hit you with one. Oh, and no. It's going to make that pop sound.
And we have Patreon. So we can buy more mics. By the way, if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com. Look for Podzilla 1985.
It also supports the other shows. If you've just been listening to this one.
We screw do these guys. Buy my merch. Screw this. Screw this show. Buy my merch.
That's what I told Shane. I was like, do you think he's going to like just come in with a box and be like, so do you have like a table I can set this up?
And just sell merch while we're waiting to record.
It's out in my car. Set up my table real quick. No biggie. Drunkie might buy me out over there.
That's a verbal contract.
Right. Billy Corgan, there's your open checkbook. Drunkie over here on the couch.
He does work at the food library.
Rolling in money.
Last note, Asa, I didn't know this. So Charlotte and Sasha
Asia.
Are...
Damn it. Get it right, man. You're am I the only professional here?
You're worse than me with Austin Lane's...
I'm so sorry.
Shut up, Dalton.
Yay!
Shut the hell up, too.
I know.
Hey, Allie, your turn. Say something.
I have nothing.
You're not going to tell her to shut the hell up?
She had nothing.
She had nothing.
She did it herself.
Exactly. She shut the hell up herself.
See,
I didn't
smart.
Even have to. Shut up. Jesus Christ, people.
I don't think he knows how a podcast works. Like, we have
what?
To talk. What?
No, shut up. Shannon, move along.
Thank you, sir.
Shut up.
Sasha versus Charlotte, headlining Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, Mick Foley, I think he announced it on his Facebook page that's going to be Sasha versus Charlotte is going to be the official main event of Hell in a Cell.
Who was Kevin Owens defending against?
Seth Rollins.
Well, there you go.
I mean, but to be fair, that match is going to be really good. Seth Rollins is about to pin him 1-2-3, and then a certain COO who apparently doesn't talk to his wife at dinner or while they're at home about anything that he does.
Would you if you had to talk to her?
Is going to come out from underneath the ring with a sledgehammer, probably.
He's been known to do that.
Every once in a while.
But we'll have that show is this Sunday, isn't it?
The 30th. Yeah. So it's the day after
that. Yeah, don't worry. That weekend, we're going to get a lot of wrestling.
Oh, my God. They always do these wrestling weekends where we have WWE pay-per-view right after CCW, and we always have more fun at CCW.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason we come in here and do WWE is because we order pizza, we hang out, we play games. It's a good time.
And that happens to be on in the background.
And then we always get mad at the show. So I'm really proud that Sasha and Charlotte are headlining. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's progressive.
Trish and Lita were the first women to
headline Raw.
To main event Raw.
Yeah.
Which Sasha and Charlotte just did that last week, the week before.
Like I don't think a woman's match has ever headlined a major pay-per-view in the United States since like Wendy Richter in the 80s.
See, that's what I was going to say is like, cause I don't know if that's actually happened. If this might be the first.
Cody will let us know.
Yeah.
If it is. All right. So that is going to be happening, the day after Red Devil's Revenge, CCW. We will give you a preview on next week's show along with that show. And, that's our news and notes for this week. And now it's
the Billy Hill show.
In case it wasn't the Billy Hill show already, let's get to it. First off, we went to this last show thinking that we were going to have beef with Brandon over his feud with Hunter, because we're good friends with Hunter Hendricks. He used to host the show with me. Good friend. But then we came out of it angry at you, because you and Hunter, if Brandon and Hunter had a problem, you and Hunter have, I don't know what it's called anymore, a vendetta. What what did Hunter do that angered you so much?
I'm my own boss. Don't nobody boss me around. That little turd thinks he's my boss, and he ain't. He's nobody to me. I am an independent contractor. Ain't nobody my boss except me. He ain't. I'll punch him in his stupid little mouth. I hate his stupid little vest that he always wears. It's stupid. Wears stupid little rainbow suspenders underneath. He thinks I don't see that crap, but I do. He is freaking stupid wife makes those crappy cookies. Just want to smack her up for that because it put a freaking hole in the wall and Ken had to pay for it. Which caused this man over here to drink.
He's been drinking.
That's how bad they are.
He's been drinking all night, too. I'm worried about him.
Just Hunter and his whole family piss me off. The whole thought of Hunter and everything about him and his potential offspring piss me off. I don't like it.
What about his dog, Parker?
Pisses me off. He has a dog?
A chihuahua.
Kicking a little shit. I swear, if she brings cookies and that dog, I'm going to feed it one and just watch it die.
Oh, my God. That's brutal AF.
I don't like him. I do not like him because he thinks he's my boss. And I proved it this past week whenever I went and I got that stupid little match that him and Jason set up. Shut down.
That was the Fans Bring the Weapon match,
mm-hmm.
which is no longer happening because you went to the Athletic Commission.
Drove 2 hours.
And got that shut down.
I sure did.
Which really made us sad because we were going to get this nice tray and we were all going to sign it and we were going to give that to hit you with.
Screw you. No.
So, like, did you get the match called off because you knew, you just know you don't have any fans? and you just didn't want to be like, you were going to be unarmed.
Oh, he has, he has fans. Because screw you all. I'm not going to give you that luxury of watching that big dumb idiot hit me with stuff. Why would I give you that luxury? That's stupid.
Do you think your biggest fan was going to try and like climb into the bin to be used as a weapon so he didn't get his shot?
Let me tell you something about Jelly. All right. Yay. That big dumb idiot actually messaged me on Facebook and said he was going to make a weapon for me to use against Jason.
So it's like Dead Rising. Yeah. He's going to tape it together, yeah.
Yeah, he asked me, what would you like for me to make for you so you can beat Jason with it? My response, shut the hell up. That's honestly not what I said, but I can't say what I actually told him.
He told
him.
Us what he said before the show, and we appreciate that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I kept it PG for you. If anybody wants to know what I really said, just message me on Facebook, I'll tell you. And then I tell you to go do that off. Unfriend me. Don't follow me nowhere either. I don't want no interaction with none of you. Drunkie, stop moving. I see you out of the corner of my eye and you're pissing me off. Jesus Christ, man.
I say, I'm pretty sure Jelly follows me. He followed you all the way to Walmart or something, didn't he? And
Kmart?
He freaking tried to, but no. This is what happened. So I run Jason over, okay? Shit.
I knew
allegedly,
it.
Allegedly.
Edit that one, Shannon. Right. Drunkie, come edit this. So he's in the middle of the road, and I hit him because it's raining.
Allegedly. He shouldn't have been standing there, to be
he
fair.
He shouldn't have been in the middle of the road. It was stupid on his part. And this big dummy decides he's going to comment on there, I'd love to see you try and do that to me. Don't test me, stupid. So I go ahead and I comment back. I'm still in town. Where are you, shitbird? And I'm at the time at Hastings in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Wait,
this crap hole town.
Can't
I'm
do
in
that
right
now.
Yeah, it's gone. He gone, but whatever. So that's where I'm at. He says he's at this stupid little billiard bar, which is about, what would you say?
Like a football field and a half away?
Away from me. Says he's outside. So, what do? I walk over there to meet him. Guess what? Fat ass ain't there. So, I take a selfie. Pow! Where are you? Oh, I left. You were taking too long. If you go back, look at the comments. They were 5 minutes apart. Now, here's my theory. And my question more so than a theory is, how did his fat ass get from there and gone in 5 minutes? I don't know. Because if you guys seen this man, he's bigger than me. He's fat. I hence the jelly. Because that's all it is. Loves the donuts. I'm sure.
He would probably enjoy. He would enjoy Hunter's wife's cookies.
That's probably how he got fat. I don't doubt it. He's eating all the cookie. That's the reason why Hunter's so skinny.
Oh,
man needs a cheeseburger.
Oh.
Because she ain't doing her job right. Feed your husband, woman. Yeah, I said it. You really want me to go there? You all giggling.
No.
I will do it.
We're not laughing.
I will Trump 2016 this.
Please don't.
We ain't going to grab nothing. But listen. I will go there. I don't care. This is a train wreck.
We used to have that show, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
train wreck
Tuesday.
We should have invited you to train wreck.
Yeah. It is Tuesday.
Now, can I
That's
ask?
That's the bit.
Can I ask you a political question?
Of course.
If you could vote right now, would you or would you not vote for Joe Exotic?
He's not.
Also, Billy, have you ever worked for Joe Exotic? conflict of interest.
It is a conflict of interest because, I mean, that's like.
You don't bite the hand that feeds?
What he said.
Not his hands. You don't know where they've been.
Apparently, exactly.
Kinky stuff.
Apparently, kinky stuff. He's married to two guys, and I believe the video we watched, he had his hand up a tiger's ass. So, I'm not going to answer that question. Move along.
All right, we know you hate Hunter Hendricks. Yep. What do you feel about Jason Vaughn, your opponent?
He's a freaking prima donna, is what he is.
You allegedly hit him with a truck.
Yep.
Allegedly.
I'll do it again.
No evidence.
Right. You would allegedly doing it again?
Yeah, I'd allegedly do it again.
What if Hunter is in his corner at Red Devil's Revenge?
I hope to God he is, because I'm going to get my hands on him and break his scrawny little neck. This is going to happen. So I hope to God I'm able to get my hands on him. And I hope to God he's in his corner. I'm begging you, Short Stack, be in his corner, because I'm going to wallop his freaking bald dome piece and I'm going to come after you. And you ain't going to have no protection this go around. You ain't going to have that big dummy with that stupid little baby on a chain with all the nails and stupid crap in it. And then I'm going to break your freaking neck like a little bird. What?
Didn't you run from said creepy guy with the baby?
He did not hear what I said.
That was the question I was going to ask him. Which, what was the rare Pokemon? Because nothing was popping up on mine. You said that and I pulled up Go.
I don't give a crap what popped up on yours. It was on mine.
What was it?
What was it?
I don't remember.
But it was a rare one.
I slipped since then, people.
So you're telling me you weren't good enough to catch it?
I say I don't remember.
He catches so many that it's hard to keep up
with. See, I had the whole Pokedex, guys, yeah. All right? See, I'm done with the game. I done deleted it. I don't need it no more.
He also had a really high score at Flappy Bird.
I beat it.
He beat the whole game.
Well, there's an end. What's at the end?
You have to play it to find out.
Hit a wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Allie, you have a question for Billy Hills.
So next show, you won't be interrupted with Pokemon, so you won't be able to leave the ring.
Oh, we're going to leave the ring. What? Oh, there ain't going to be nothing to hold us back. Trust me, I'm going to leave the ring. What I'll do, just for you, since you brought it back up, I'll re-download it. I will fling a Pokeball and punch him in the mouth, just for you. How's that sound? That sound fair?
That's sweet.
That's real nice. That's a nice little shout out.
Thank you.
There you go. So, just for you, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fling one. I'm going to catch a freaking Rattata, since that's all that ever pops up, and punch him in the mouth.
We were at the first show outside of Comic-Con, the first official CCW show. You fought Brandon Barbed Wire in the main event for the CCW title, and you lost.
Paid to lose.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Because my question is, how long before Farmer Billy Hills gets tired of being his protector and goes after that title? And does Jeff O'Dell, does he pay you
enough? When the check bounces.
So Jeff O'Dell pays you enough to not go after Brandon?
Right now, yeah. But as soon as the first check bounces, both their asses are mine.
How much money do you think he has left after buying all of those shirts?
Well, he has a coupon.
You gave him a coupon to Farmer Billy Hills.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you got lucky that you even found one. I don't even know how the hell that sumbitch got out. I don't know. I don't do coupons. I don't do none of that. So how you even got it, I don't know. But as soon as his well dries up, no, they're both of them. Asses are mine.
So you have no love for Brandon Barbed Wire.
No. I don't like anybody. I hate being here with you idiots. Drunkie keeps pissing me off. No, I don't like anybody. I hate everybody equally, some more than others. Vaughn and Hendrix being like top of the crap list.
And Jelly.
Jelly, he's in a different stratosphere. That big dummy.
Don't you have a manager, though? Not Odell, the other one. Do you hate her? Yeah.
You know what? How? This is train wreck. Let me tell you something. All right. I ain't gonna go there.
That's what I'm gonna say.
It's probably best if I don't. Because that could have went very south.
If
you know what I'm saying.
I will say, because when she came out at the end of that Diamond Doll Little Bit match, mm-hmm. I think, I know I was, and I think most of us were surprised because we didn't think she was an actual competitor.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's in the triple threat. Or is that
With Mardi Gras and Diamond Doll again.
Mardi Gras, that's somebody new. They got somebody new in for this one.
I think so.
Oh, that's neat.
Stop it.
Has she been wrestling, because you've been doing this for?
Since 2005.
Okay.
And yeah, she's been doing it going on 3-4 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's been doing it a while. Just with CCW just now becoming a thing after Comic-Con and everything. Like, why not? You know,
right.
Just wait, bide our time. Kind of like you asked about the barbed wire situation. As soon as the money dries up, that's going to be my time.
So is Odell going to be escorting Sarah to the ring as well? Or is she part of the Pinnacle? I'm assuming
absolutely.
So. Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, guilty by association, I guess you could say.
Oh, I just figured Odell was cutting two checks for you guys.
Can Dalton be a part of the Pinnacle?
Hell no. Unless he wants to carry my bags.
I think he would.
Want to?
I think Tanner would. Hey, Tanner, form a tag team.
No, Tanner, he can drive. This one carries the bags. Shut up, Asia.
So you don't just wrestle in CCW?
No.
You wrestle all over the place. You said you started in 2005?
Yes.
Where is the craziest place you've wrestled?
The craziest was, and you guys will get a nice kick out of this, it was actually, where they sell off livestock.
Oh, is it an auction?
Yes. Picture this, if you will. I'll set it up for you. Big barn. Big barn. Big open area down here with quite literal shit on one end. Okay. It's all pushed that way after said auction. There is, some tarp put down, ring set on said tarp. There's still dirt and everything all around. And then right here is a fence and then a crap load of bleachers. This is down in, Mississippi.
Hmm.
And our locker room was at the very top where they do all the auctioneering. Like, a guy sits up there in a little booth and does all the little talky crap while people look at, you know, whatever the hell they want to buy, camels, whatever.
So they're auctioning while you were wrestling?
They had been earlier that day, yes.
So, okay, it wasn't like a...
Like during it. Like, that's the commentary. Right. Is just...
What they did during the intermission ain't none of my business. Because I wasn't getting paid for it. They probably sold off a couple calves. I don't know. But there had been some going on earlier that day.
Were any
the
of
poop
the,
was fresh.
Were any of the cows your merch?
No.
Okay. Let's make sure.
No, they should have bought my merch. Dicks. But, yes, that was probably the most obscure one. Now, I've been in some locker rooms before. I had to dress out in the kitchen. Once I had to, you know, my chair was a stove. I didn't care. I moved the little thing in my jigs and I set my ass up there.
So, and probably made some popcorn.
Was this?
There was popcorn being made at the bar and I went and got some. It was shitty.
Was it a bar? Was it a bar you were wrestling in then?
Yeah,
where the show was?
It was. It was the VFW, actually. Kind of like this crappy one in Chaffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of Chaffee?
No.
Me neither.
I'm a fan of nobody. I ain't got that over yet. Jesus, man.
How are you going to sell merch in Chaffee if you're saying it sucks?
I'm not bringing any of my merch there. I don't want none of them touching it. It devalues the brand. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, Dalton, you know, like when we brought you back on a PWU. Devalues the brand.
And yet I'm here.
So if you're not busy
because you're
anymore.
Free. Yeah. Don't laugh, drunky.
Now you're working. You're a bad guy. You're a bad. Mm-hmm. You're the baddest bad guy.
Damn, Skippy.
But you've been a good guy. You've been a
Since
good guy.
When?
It's at some point before, I'm sure. You've been a nice guy at some point. What do you like better?
Honestly, I'm more myself if I'm a bad guy.
We can tell.
I hate everybody. I don't like interacting with none of you. I hate it.
We hung out with Billy for 2 hours before the show and can confirm. That
he does hate us.
Does mm-hmm. hate everyone, yes.
Yep. The only reason why I was here 2 hours early was so we could watch SmackDown. You guys bribed me with food and SmackDown, and that didn't freaking work out, so I'm pissed off.
We did deliver on Turtles in Time, though.
Yeah, at least got that right. Rinky-dink shit. Jesus Christ.
I still blame Dalton for that.
That's mm-hmm. fine.
If I had played from the beginning.
Exactly. We'd probably still be playing right now.
We would have beat it, and we would have gone into super hard mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that don't even exist.
Nope. That's beat, how it, good that is. Beat it so hard, the game's like, I got to do better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Step your game up.
Yep. It would have updated for 3 hours.
Like a real system does.
Mm-hmm.
You are, without a doubt, I say this without hyperbole, you are the best talker in that ring and out there. You walking around at the last show, you're so good at what you do. And I'm assuming you're so good. We already know Jelly is Jelly of it.
Yes.
Is he the craziest fan you've come across?
No.
What is the craziest fan you've had to deal with personally? And what did you do?
I fought a woman.
You fought a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, I fought a woman once.
Please tell me the statute of limitations is well past on this story.
Oh, it's all gone.
Okay, good. All right, we're talking about
it. Yeah, we can talk about this, and this one's fine. We were in Metropolis, Illinois. We were in a chicken coop. I'm not even remotely joking. There is if you ever go and you take like the weird way in from like the interstate and everything. You just come off of it. There's a little hotel, and then there's a McDonald's. If you keep going past, it's a little Mexican restaurant, and where they keep their food, the live food is right behind it in a chicken coop. Well, needless to say, they put on weekly wrestling out of it. At least they did. Before it got condemned. I'm not even remotely joking. We was not told that the building got condemned. We showed up, there's caution tape all around it, and we all had to go home. Not even remotely joking. But needless to say, we were doing an invasion storyline. Fourth wall break. Where a company an hour south was invading this said company. So my first time.
Now, when you say company, are you talking about the wrestling company, or yeah. there was like another Mexican restaurant that was invading?
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. El Torero from Cape is like bingo, bringing out El Magui.
But
it's in St. Louis. They called Hell Mags.
I thought that was the wrestler's name.
El Magui.
What's their champion?
Better than Blaster.
El Blastero. Yeah.
I really don't like his ass.
I wanted to ask you about Blaster after this story, actually. Yeah.
Well, it was ICAW invading Do or Die Pro Wrestling is what the storyline and the angle was. And it was the first time that I really got to push myself as a bad guy, because I've been a good guy for so long, and that's what everybody knew me as. So with this going into their home territory and everything, really got to actually fit the script for me and really push my limits of my character and who I am. So match and everything doesn't even start. Bad guys, as you guys know, always go out first. It's a thing. So we can get you guys riled up,
right,
pissed off. When the baby faces come out, yay, big cheer, big hoorah. So we're going out. If you can, people, picture with me the ring. It's square. Okay, picture with me. This ain't one of the six-sided ones, so this is the actual square one. We hit, picture this with me, point A on one. We hit point B, another. We get to C, and shit hits the fan. That's how far we got. We got to 3 points of a four-sided ring, and crap hit the fan because of me. As I'm walking around, I'm bad-mouthing everybody to my fullest extent that I was capable of bad-mouthing somebody. And I guess I pissed a very large lady off. So said large lady, who legit had to buy two seats, was sitting next to her husband. And I bad-mouthed her and him in his stupid little wheelchair that wasn't even mechanical. She had to push him around somehow. I badmouth them both. So she somehow gets up out of these chairs and takes a swing at me, but hits my partner right behind me. And I see this out of the corner of my eye as I turn the corner, and I just go after her. So here I am fighting these people and everything else to protect my friend. Because that's the kind of guy I am if I actually like you. I don't like any of you, so you're all screwed.
And that's for all of you listening that's going to the CCW show and interacting with Billy Hills and the other great wrestlers on that show, never put your hands on a wrestler.
Nope.
One, it's a mistake because it's stupid. Two, I've never seen it end well for the fan.
Nope, and it didn't end well for this woman either. Because needless to say, she left, busted up, and in handcuffs. I won.
The match or that interaction?
Both. Because I'm a man, Dalton. Shut up, Asian.
Not in a wheelchair.
Well, it ain't my fault his ass was crippled. He wanted to talk smack, so he got roughed up, too.
I think if you keep talking, Dalton, you might be in a wheelchair at the end of this.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to be in the front row.
Drunkies over there WebMDing your symptoms right now afterwards.
Just trying to order you a wheelchair.
Yeah, he is.
Get the mechanical one.
So he can lug himself around.
We promised this, and I have to talk about it. We promised Blaster. Let's talk about Blaster. Whose idea was Blaster? Brandon said it wasn't his.
Yeah, because we asked Brandon, and he legitimately kind of...
He laughed and kind of...
He's like, I wasn't around for that meeting. He said it must have been a Jeff Odell
creation. Because he's the gunslinger of the Pinnacle.
Let's... I'll be honest with you, okay, how this all came about.
It was after homecoming. All right. We all went out to celebrate after. We were all getting a little tipsy. I don't drink. Okay. I'm the DD. Everybody else around me was pretty wasted. And this one dum-dum who was trying to get booked on the show and everything, but we're the pinnacle. So you send the bad guys out to clean up the trash. This guy's trash. But he wanted to be a part of the show. So Jeff, in his infinite wisdom, as he's fixing to take a shot, goes, "You know what? I want to create a wrestler like you do in the video games. I want to call him Blaster. He's going to wear all black. The only thing he's going to show is his arms. And I don't want him to have no tattoos. If he has tattoos, he's got to cover them up. I just want him to be in all black and call him Blaster." So he then, unfortunately, remembers the fat tub of lard that turned into Blaster at Best of the Best and says he wants to hire him. Well, honestly, since you guys know, I don't care. I let Jeff do it. I tried to talk him out of it, but Jeff, he's sometimes set in his way. And he wanted to give it a shot. As you guys seen, it was stupid. It didn't quite work out in nobody's favor. Blaster, if I don't know you, I don't like you, but if you somehow listen to this, you're an idiot. I don't care how much Jeff is paying you. Bank, like, cash the check quickly and stay home. Please, I got this. We don't need you. We're good. Stay home. You're fine. Please. Give me that courtesy.
It sounds like Pinnacle. Nobody likes anybody in Pinnacle.
Mm-mm. No. We're there for money.
So this is all Jeff. This is just Jeff O'Dell writing checks out to people.
Yeah.
Brandon did say he thought you guys were friends.
He's an idiot. But one, thanks to one of you two, we actually did go to Lambert's the other day. That was both of us.
That was everybody at the table, I think.
Oh, it was all of you turds?
Yeah, we were all there.
Yeah, well, we got some hot rolls, so thank you, but screw off.
Did you ever get that Technodrome?
No, it ain't came in the mail yet. And I hate you all for that. Don't take a selfie with it. Piss me off. I ordered it, but it ain't here yet.
Do you need help putting it together?
Nope. Nope, I sure don't. Not yours.
I tried.
Shut up. Move along.
So we don't like Blaster.
Nope.
We don't like Brandon.
Nope.
We definitely don't like Hunter.
Nope.
Is there anybody other than Sarah you do like at CCW? What about Jason? Jason and Lee?
Mm-mm.
Because I think big announcement. I'm pretty sure we're going to have Jason Wells on the show next week.
We've already booked it.
To talk about CCW. Preview the show.
Why would I care about him? Him and Hunter get together and make these stupid matches. So why in the hell would I like him either? I don't. I don't like him either.
Doesn't he give you a job?
I don't care.
He's an independent contractor. You heard him in the beginning.
I have traveled this entire United States since 2005. It ain't gonna hurt me if I lose this one. So screw them both. I don't care. Hunter is a hobbit. I'll agree with Brandon on that one.
You can cover
him up with a rock. A pebble. That's how little he is. And Wells, screw him. I don't know that much about him, honestly. Besides, you know, he's like, hey, show up here and here. You know, you'll get paid. Yeah, well, all right. Check ain't bounced yet, so we're all right. But I still don't like him.
What's the farthest you wrestled in the United States? How far have you
been? United States, I have gone all the way down to the bottom of Alabama. I haven't quite yet got to, I think, what the furthest part is, Florida. I ain't quite got down there yet.
Probably don't want to go down there anytime soon, really.
No, them hurricanes might have botched some stuff. So, yeah. Shut up. Don't laugh. It ain't funny. People got hurt. Asia. Jesus.
Wouldn't that make you happy?
You don't like people.
Shut up. Move along.
To counter the weirdest place, what's your favorite place that you've been?
Cape Girardeau?
Hell no. No. They can all kiss my ass. Favorite, though?
Who paid you the most?
Probably the same place.
Exactly. Yeah, who paid me the most? Man, I wrestled in some good ones. The one we watched earlier was a good one. There in Covington, Tennessee was a good one because that one was for a good cause. So I didn't mind that one.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good one. About, 2,000 people in that one. But outside of that, something me and YouTube Turds was talking about earlier, it was a DVD taping in Marion, Illinois at Black Diamond. It's a Harley Davidson shop, and they have a humongous warehouse where they hold some of their motorcycles and stuff inside of. They actually pretty much gave us the run of the place. Let us set a ring up in there and everything. And if there was ever the metaphorical people hanging from the rafters, that was literally it. Because there was Colt Cabana was there. Who you guys know now as Sami Zayn and Neville was there. That place was literally packed to its rafters. To kind of picture it for you is inside of this place, they actually do have, rafters that they hoist motorcycles as they still stay in like their bins and everything and put them in these racks where they took all of them out and put them outside and people was literally hanging from them to watch the show. It was fire marshal actually stopped us at about 800 people. And it was absolutely nuts. It was so big, but having so many people in it, it was the loudest that I've ever been in front of a crowd. Even though I've been in front of, 5,000-6,000 people before, this was absolutely nuts.
This is raucous crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Because, the windows and everything was just shaking the entire night. Everybody was into it from beginning to end. Because the big blow off and everything was the match between, if I remember correctly, it was Edmund Lobmeyer McGuire, who was another like Cape resident who I don't like him whatsoever either, against a gentleman named Mike Masters that had just been building and building and building. I don't mind him too much because he struck a fan too. So that was pretty cool. I don't mind him too much, but he can still bug off. I don't care. So that really kind of drew some of the fans there along with Colt and everything. It was just amazing. It was really fun, just a fun atmosphere. Because we did a lot of TV inside of that place, and that was like the big, all the hard work and literal blood some of us put into that one was definitely worth it. So that was fun. That was good. Enjoyed that one a lot.
What about your favorite opponent?
So many, but probably the best one. I have a top three. Right now, number one up there is easily probably Axe Allwork. You guys don't know him just yet. Hopefully, we might be able to get him because he's another guy you guys might like. Old school guy. Old school warrior. I don't know what he goes by. He's probably up there at number one. Number two, I'm not going to mention his name because you guys will be introduced to him here very soon.
Oh, this is a surprise. Show. Okay, gotcha.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've warned you guys about him on Facebook already this week.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I think Tanner thought you were talking about him.
No.
Sorry, Tanner.
I don't want that big dummy nowhere near me either unless he's driving my car. And then outside of him, some of the best matches I ever had was with another gentleman, Zach Sawyer.
The guy we saw in the video that we showed. Yeah,
because there for the longest, we were able to take our match anywhere we wanted. It was just that good every single time. Anywhere I would go new, I would take him with me. We'd blow the roof off. Anywhere he'd go, he'd be like, hey, man, you want to come with? Hop in the car. Let's go blow the roof off. So we kind of got that little thing going on about us, and we were just able to take it everywhere.
Right.
So those are easily my top three, easily, right there. And hopefully get those guys over there to, CCW at some point to just kind of give them some more, give you guys some more people to bring on this thing, even though I don't know why the hell I'm helping you. Drunky, sit down. Shit. Man, you're going to fall. So there you go. Sit down. Good boy. Good boy.
So speaking like in opponents, like who's probably the biggest name you've ever wrestled?
Jason Vaughn?
Biggest prima donna? He's at the top of the list, yes. But no, Mr. USA, Tony Atlas.
Oh, you wrestled Tony Atlas?
Yeah, I actually wrestled him. Yeah, that was in Centralia, Illinois. Harley Race brought him in. and I actually got the fun business of driving him around all weekend long.
A lot of foot places over there?
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, a lot of foot places over there.
Curb.
Man, needless to say, whenever I found out about the foot, because I had no idea about the foot thing up until that weekend.
Right.
And I
picked, also, he legitimately, this was a thing you had to deal with.
Yes. Yes, oh. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm fixing to tell you about it. I picked him up on a Friday. We had a show Friday night in Centralia. I wrestled him that night. Match got over like gangbusters. It was amazing. Dropped him off at his hotel, picking up Saturday morning, and we go to what was then a local company in Mount Vernon, just to have a workout session and everything, and Tony wanted to come with and work out with us and, you know, show us some stuff. Well, there was this girl there that was training and everything at the time that I guess he took a liking to. And they had training mats and everything out on the floor. He went and laid down and had her stand on his face with everything she had. Like, no put hands on a wall, no support, nothing. And stand on his face with everything she had. And had another gentleman, I won't be that guy and drop names or anything, take photos of it. Because he was there kind of doing some promoting of Harley and Tony being in the area. He has his own thing up in St. Louis, who took photos of said stuff going on. And all kinds of women and their shoes standing on his face, and then without shoes, and it was awkward.
Yeah, yeah, what's the car ride back like?
Silent. That's what the hell it was. It was silent because his face stunk.
So, needless to say, you didn't like Tony Atlas after that weekend.
No, I don't like him at all. Honestly, that's shoot. I don't like Tony whatsoever. No, he's a dick. He kissed my ass.
The words I never thought we'd be able to say. We may have heat with Tony Atlas now.
Yeah.
Who cares? I mean, what's Tony Atlas going to do? Yeah. Apply for a job? What if
I watched Legends House. I get that.
He's listening right now just like, oh, man.
I was hoping those guys would invite me on next week.
Nope.
Well, we will.
Nope.
Just wash your face.
Nope. Yeah. Tic-tac in there.
We got to wrap this up pretty soon, Billy. But it was a pleasure to have you on here.
Man, wasn't a pleasure being here. It was a waste of my damn time.
I knew he was going to say that. I don't know why I set it up.
Yeah, because you warned me to come over and talk about Jason. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel about him. I hate the son of a bitch. I ain't liked him since day one I ever met him. And I ain't ever going to like him. He's a freaking prima donna. He really is. I mean, he's been a crybaby since day one that I beat him. He's always going around crying, saying, somebody that looks like me shouldn't have lost to somebody that looks like that. Well, yeah, you big dummy, you're right. You shouldn't have lost to me, but you did because I was smarter than you. And then come this show on the 20th, I'm going to be smarter than him again. He's not walking out of there the victor. I'm telling you right now.
How violent are you going to get at this show?
I hope to God I split him wide open. From ear to ear, not from forehead. Ear to ear, but by his freaking throat. I don't like him. This is legit. I don't like him. You can call it shoot if you want. I don't. I don't like him. He is a prima donna. He is trailer park trash below me. I don't like him. He sucks. He's cancer to the wrestling business and go straight to hell. I don't like him. So I plan on ending his freaking life, hopefully, in his own backyard of this crappy, chaffy place.
So you beat Jason Vaughn. Let's say you beat Jason Vaughn. What's next?
Well, after this last show, the little Hollis kid decided he wanted to run out there and poke his nose in Mina Hunter's business. So he might be next. In the words of Mr. Goldberg from this week, he might be next since he wants to stick his nose in my business. But honestly, after I'm done with Vaughn, I want Hunter.
Now, let's,
yep, I want Hunter.
But that's completely irrational. He's not a wrestler.
I don't give a shit. But I don't care.
But doesn't that kind of devalue your brand as a performer?
Hell no. No, because here's the thing.
He beat up a woman.
Yeah, you think I care? Because here's the thing. Look, Hunter He does have this small little following being on, what is it, 99.3 or
Real
something?
Real Rock 99.3, yeah. DJ Double H.
So, see, he does have that small little following right there. Let him go ahead and promote on his stupid little radio station that he's going to be in a wrestling match. Against who? Me. That takes my brand straight up there with his. Because guess who's getting mentioned on that radio station every time he promotes it? Me. So, even though I know my brand is way above his and I'm coming down a level, I would do it if that means getting these hands on that stupid little neck of his. So I don't care. After I'm done with Vaughn, Jason Wells, if you listen to this, Hunter Hendricks, I want his ass next.
We can ask him next week.
Ask him, because I will want to hear his answer.
Hunter Hendricks has some big friends.
I don't care. I'll fight them too. I might take Drunky with me. I bet he's a drunken master. Jackie Chan. I bet. Hey, Drunky, can you fight?
He's really
don't
good.
Answer that. That's rhetorical.
He's really good. He's good at Overwatch.
Hey. What's up, buddy?
Finally, someone you like.
Yeah. We might get along. Who's right. Your favorite?
It's Junkrat.
You can answer, jackass. Junkrat. You're an Junkrat. Idiot. God, yep. I don't like you already. Daggummit.
I like Tracer. Is that good?
Nope. Nope. Diva or nothing.
Damn it.
Yep. All exactly.
Right. Let's recap for everybody just one last time. You don't like anyone.
Nope.
You're going to kill Jason Vaughn.
Yep.
You want to break Hunter Hendricks' neck.
Yep.
You want to kick his dog.
Yep.
You want to feed his dog his wife's cookies to kill the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Vaughn is a prima donna.
Yep. And cancer.
And cancer.
Yep.
Hollis is next.
Yep.
After Hunter.
Yep.
Drunky is an idiot.
Yep.
And you wasted your time being on this show.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's Pro Wrestling
Scripted. Wrap it up.
Thank you, everyone, for appearing, and nope. Also Billy Hills.
Nope.
It's... We agreed to stay neutral from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to slap the taste out of Brandon Barbwire's mouth at the last show. But we agreed to stay neutral from this point on. So, Billy, it was great to have you on.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And we'll see you guys next week. Billy, is there anything...
Nope.
One last thing
the show gets canceled. Hope this is the end for all of you. And all you little kids and Chaffy at this show expecting trick-or-treaters? Nope. I'm taking all the candy. Just stay your little stupid asses at home. Don't come. Don't pay your hard-earned money to see this crap fest of trick-or-treating whatever they have planned, because it's going to suck. Because Jelly and his stupid little war child, they're a bunch of idiots putting this thing on, and it's going to suck. It sucks, you suck, your parents suck, if you have any. They really suck. And I ain't sorry if you don't have any. I hope you get adopted, then I hope they give you back. I don't care. It's gonna suck. Don't come, don't friend me on Facebook, don't follow me on Twitter either. Just don't show up. These guys will tell you what happened. They'll be there. For some reason, they pre-order tickets like a bunch of idiots.
Front row.
Is there any up for sale? Have they done that shit yet?
I assume that it's sold out at this point.
I would freaking hope so, because at least I'll get some of that money. That'd be great.
You just told everyone to stay home.
They already bought pre-sale tickets, it don't matter. They ain't got to show up.
My money went through already.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point.
So thank you. Appreciate that, dumbass.
And thank you, Billy Hills, for being on. We're out of here. Terrifying. No, tomorrow's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. We had to switch shows tonight. We're going to talk about video game villains tomorrow. Are you in a video game yet?
Hmm?
Have you been in a video game?
I got my own action figure, man. Hell
you
yeah,
do have your own action figure.
I do, yeah.
And it's amazing.
See? My brand, Hunter's.
Hunter doesn't have an action figure.
Nope, because he's a bitch. He's a little bitch.
We'll see you later, guys. Have a great night.